I mean, and then I think you get into the different thing with, like, heroes and villains, where it's just their sheer vengeance. They're blinded by that one thing. Like, right. Their life is already over as far as they're concerned, and all they want is to just destroy, to see the world burn or whatever, you know? Mm. And those are tougher to work with, but I think sometimes they work right. I mean, you know, that's why Heath Ledger's performance as Joker in The Dark Knight was so good, because mm-hmm. it was like, play a crazy guy whose motivation is that he just wants everything to fall apart.
Right.
His motivation is he's crazy.
And I think the important thing is...
And then you play can it tell, over the top, but don't be
but
over
you can
the top.
Tell, you can tell by, I mean, the way he portrays it, there is something more to him.
Oh,
he
yeah.
will never tell you what it is, though. And that right. and that's the thing, is that it's not... not Dan Hedaya in Commando. It's yeah. not a dude who's just like,
we're going to give control, Matrix.
Right, it's not that sort of thing. You yeah. know, like,
are you thinking of Dan Hedaya, or are you thinking of the other guy, the chainmail guy?
Dan Hedaya.
Of course.
No, that guy's got a real reason. He wants to win.
He wants to beat Matrix. Yeah. You know, John.
He's going
to
shoot
him
in the balls.
The balls!
What does he say? I'm not going to
shoot you in between the eyes.
He's going to shoot you.
Between the balls.
Between the balls. Yes.
I'm going to shoot you between the eyes. I'm going to shoot you between the balls.
No, I always
if you shot someone between the balls, wouldn't they be okay?
Between the balls.
No, because
thank God
you missed my ball.
The collateral damage. It went through the sack, but I guess I'm going to be all right.
No, I don't.
You didn't cut off the balls. Yeah,
it's not like
it's not that precise.
And then while the guy's admiring his handiwork, you rush up and you kill him. You let off a little steam.
See the night twist.
Right between the balls.
You don't need the girl?
I don't need the girl!
These aren't the droids you're looking for?
These aren't the droids I'm looking for!
I like how he's susceptible to Matrix's...
Yes, he is. To Jedi mind tricks.
Yeah. His Matrix mind tricks.
Uh-huh. Come on, Benny.
Everything. He knows where the button is that takes you to the World War III arsenal in any building. And he knows,
come
how,
on,
to make, he knows how to make people... stop from easily killing you and then mm-hmm. die.
Exactly.
All because he fights for
he life. Knows how to love how to kill Sully last, but mm-hmm. not have him be last. Mm-hmm. And then yes.
See, that's an anti-hero. He lied to that poor guy.
I know. That's why he's an anti-hero. But it's not because he just murdered him in cold blood by dropping him off a cliff.
I don't think it's in cold blood.
That's pretty brutal.
Yeah, what did Sully do to him?
Sully was just kind of a prick.
He was. He didn't kill anyone. Did he?
This is just
he facilitated
asshole.
It, but he wasn't.
Yeah, he was just wormy, kind of a wormy, slimy guy. And so
I think by the way he's coming on to the stewardess, you get the
ooh,
impression that he's
what kind of chapter
probably,
is this?
Probably a
he's
rapist.
A sexual predator.
Yeah, he's a sexual,
he's a sexual predator,
predator for sure.
So that's okay.
So I think
so. He's either him or the guy who sits him down and
says, Chris Hansen.
Yeah, Chris Hansen. Yeah, go for it.
Do you have any other chocolate?
No, that's it.
Oh.
It's either Chris Hansen or Matrix, you know? Chris Hansen's not around, then Matrix will have to drop you off a cliff. That's the way it goes. But I always got the impression that Ledger was borrowing, in his performance, was borrowing pretty heavily probably from The Killing Joke, the Alan Moore backstory on the Joker. Just,
you are you singing Commando?
No, in The Dark Knight. I'm trying to get back to that. Sorry.
I was like, I don't think that was written.
No. But, I mean, you know, because like you said, there's something more going on there. There's something right. kind of disappointed and upset.
Well, and whether or not they tell it,
yeah, they don't need to tell it.
That's what's great about his performance, is it conveys that without you having to explain it.
Yeah, exactly.
And at the same time, like we've already talked about this before, and it's kind of lame to talk about it again, but the fact that you set up, you know, as universal as Batman's struggle, you don't have to worry about Bruce Wayne's motivation ever, because it's very well set up. He made this unbreakable vow to himself to rid this city of the crime that killed his
parents. Yeah, and that's where we get into
it will never cease for him. So that's fine.
That's
that
the obsession revenge angle.
But you get that out of the way in the first movie. That's what frees the second movie up to be so brilliant, is that you have him able to toy with other things, mm-hmm. and with him it's very human. This
maybe
game
I
play
have to
is
do this
awful,
anymore,
or maybe I don't have to do it anymore. I now know how terrible this is and how taxing it is on me as a person.
Yeah,
you know, I can get out, maybe.
And that was good. That was what really grounded it.
And then what makes him as much a hero as an anti-hero, Batman's always, you know, he's Batman's the beast, he's anti-hero, whatever, is that he chooses to take on the incredible weight of having people in the city think he's a bad guy at the end of it. Mm-hmm. Because that is very self-sacrificial and heroic.
Yeah.
Because he realizes at that point his life is already, you know...
It's pretty intense.
There's you know, he... That's the greatest thing about, like, you know, Alfred burning the letter that mm-hmm. would explain to him, you know, because yeah. it doesn't give him any closure. He's going to continue chasing that bone, thinking that things could have been different if he had done something different, and Rachel would have been there, all of his stuff. So that will always be there for him now, and that's just brilliant the way they set that up. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it really does kind of make
it's not nominated for more than it was. I think
it really does put it in a situation where, you know, if they're really going for the trilogy, that, like, they might just have, like, a seriously, like, tragic trilogy, and that it definitively puts closure on this, you know, and they're like, okay, we're done. You can go make a new campy, restart the series mm-hmm. if you want, but this was our three episodes of the overwrought, intensely dramatic Batman tragedy.
If it ends with two, it was enough.
He's making another movie.
I had heard that they'd always had the story plotted out, like, as a trilogy. Like, so I feel
then
like
Heath Ledger
they said it's not. In interviews with Jonathan Nolan, he says they got nothing right now.
Oh, okay.
They got nothing. So, yeah.
That's interesting. I mean, where they choose to go with it at the end of this one really seems like
they I'm sure they're going to have the Joker in the third one initially.
Right.
Nah, maybe.
I don't know what else they can do. I mean, they have it severely damaged.
I mean, the Joker with another, you know how they did with the Scarecrow.
Like, right. They can do that sort of thing, except for they actually had what's his name?
They have him alive. Yeah.
I
don't know. It's you know, it's the realism of the comic book world is that usually he just catches the guys and he doesn't kill them.
Right, but that's the thing, is that, like, when the person is as life changing as the Joker was in the second one.
Yeah.
How do you go to someone else without acknowledging him at all in the third one? If the guy who made the character is dead,
you could do something more. I mean, because the thing about the Joker is, I mean, is you've got, okay, the first one, you've got the Ra's al Ghul, you've got the overwhelming. No, I'm just trying to think about, like, what Ra's al Ghul is one of his bigger villains, mm-hmm. but his whole thing is the huge epic worldwide, like, humanity is a pox and people are corrupt.
I think the reason why
it parallels Batman in a way, so it kind of forces him to ride that edge of vigilantism. So that was the issue in the first one.
But
the second one,
let me interject really quick. You're going in the right place here, but what I'm saying is that the reason why I think they used him as an overarching bad guy in the first one is because it made it so that it could arc from where Bruce Wayne started going into Batman.
Yeah.
Because he's actively involved in training this person to become the man who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, he tries to tell him what he told him was not true, you know, and he doesn't buy it. He's like, well, guess what? I'm making it true. Yada, yada. Crash the train.
No,
Batman
I mean, wins. That, but I'm just saying, like, trying to figure out where they could go with the third one. And then the second one is this, now this overwhelming, like, this sheer nihilism, chaos, nothing matters, which is different than that. You know, the vigilantism is that, no, there is a sense of order, there is a sense of control, there is a discipline, there is power. You know, the fascism of Ra's al Ghul to try and achieve, like, freedom from corruption, which is sort of the same thing that Batman has, is this obsession about that, which he just, you know, is less extremist about it. Really, that's the only difference between the two of them. But then the Joker is the exact opposite of that. And that was the struggle in the second one. So now, if you're going to do a story with the third one, I don't know. It could be like the Riddler. It could be someone that's serial killer. It could be something more like the system. It would have to be the system, maybe. You know, you have to think of what's that third obstacle. You know, what's that other option? You know, and
it's going to have to be something thematic to.
Oh yeah, it has to be thematic.
So I mean,
and where Batman is against the system, because the system is trying to destroy him, right? Because you can't let that go. You can't just have it be... Basically, it's like this. If within the first 10 minutes of the movie, it seems like they've written off the ending of the second one, when you're sitting in there watching the third one, like, they've kind of smoothed over the fact that the whole city sees him as a villain, or should at least see him as a villain and everything. If they've kind of, like, they're playing it down and got the bat signal back on and everything, then it's going to be a shit movie. We can all agree on that. But, so that means that it's, like, the system, but then someone within that system. So, I don't know, maybe the Harvey Dent character got killed, though, and they kind of did that already in the second one. The second one was so dense.
It was totally dense.
And so, I don't know. I mean, because they really do get into nothing but ridiculous villains at this point. You got the Riddler, which could be a serial killer that leaves puzzles, and it's, like, seven, but that's just a creepy, dark story. It's not... I don't know if they can do one as good as the second one. It may have peaked in the second.
Yeah, they really set the bar.
They could bring closure, though.
Riddler kill the Joker, and that would totally set the bar super high.
Well, I was thinking when he was mentioning that, you would have to get rid of the Joker just in some way.
I honestly think the Riddler is so retarded that...
Yeah, but you can make it awesome.
But,
yeah.
but it's not hard to stretch. Like, if you read any Batman series by any writer with different artists in any of the different...
Well, think of the way the Riddler was the one in Hush. I mean, that,
I understand retarded that, but, as that is. But he's retarded. The Joker is always, like, that's almost like your ace in the hole. Like... Mm-hmm. You got this guy to go back to who is a ruthless murderer who has a fake happy face on the whole time and is always the antithesis to him. So you kind of blew your wad. He's Batman's alter ego. He's his arch enemy, whatever. You know, that's what he is.
I mean, they're all gimmicks at this
anyone
point.
Anyone else is like, you know, you got a bunch of really terrible gimmick people.
You do High Society with the Penguin.
Which is Penguin and Riddler, like, they're retarded. Like, they're
Killer Croc.
What about
Poison Ivy?
Like, the Riddler impersonating...
Let's get Seth on the horn.
They should do, like, a Hush kind of thing.
He'll help us.
I don't think he's home from work yet.
He'll help us hammer out this script for the third Batman. What were you saying?
He was saying something about Hush.
Clayface? They could have Clayface. I can't fix it anymore. Yes, they could have the man that
other people,
on the leather wings. Now, that
he could fight Bill
was
O'Reilly.
Confusing. Yeah, fighting Bill O'Reilly. He could fight Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. Frank Miller could write it.
Frank Miller style.
No, I'm trying to think of...
Have him fight Samuel Jackson dressed up as a Nazi, Frank Miller style.
Mr. Freeze. I mean, you know, now it's the time. They say revenge is a dish best served cold.
Course, yeah.
So
there's a lot of great stuff.
So get your... Yeah. So get you put on your Sunday finest.
I taped that, by the way. You guys want to watch it?
Oh my god.
They were talking about using a villain that wasn't as popular.
Well, you
could... Well, that's the thing is that was really smart way to...
There's the dummy.
Here's the thing about Rock Russell that they did, which is really smart, is that he was never... Like, animated series made him a bigger bad guy than... Because his goal, him being immortal or whatever...
Was he more like a Justice League villain?
No. He was a Batman villain, but he brought it into a different level when he came in because it turned into a bigger story arc.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the Cowboy Bebop stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You dip into single-off things, then it goes back into the story, then you dip into this.
Yeah.
It's like that.
When Batman has to go to Egypt, then it's not Gotham City anymore.
It's like suddenly he's fighting the immortal, you know, like that sort of thing. And it was smart because he was never one of the bigger bad guys. So they could do the same with a smaller one. You're absolutely right. They could make a smaller one into something huge. I just don't know who it could be at this point. Because Ra's al Ghul is really the one.
It was him
that
and
I would
Joker
think
were
of
only
they could
the
go
two
to
biggest
as a
one,
trump
yeah.
card if they already blew out the Joker, you know? I mean, the Riddler is kind of the obvious. The Penguin's stupid. They already did the Riddler, though.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, Batman Forever. Yeah, but I mean, they did the Joker, too. You know?
They've done all of them. I mean,
I think
you did mention the Catwoman thing, and you could go with a whole other Bruce Wayne character
angle.
Yeah,
but that's
there.
Something that they probably would have.
They
set
hinted
up.
At it already. They did
well, with the whole
with the suit and like right. protecting against dogs or protecting against cats. Yeah. Yeah, that's just as hokey as in the end of Batman Begins with the Joker card, which is like ridiculous, right?
Right.
It's like, oh,
I think that's honestly. I mean, I think that's probably the big three. There is Riddler, Joker, Catwoman. Like Penguin's. Right behind, but he's just so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. They're all like just.
Catwoman is not as stupid, but it's a cat burglar. So,
yeah.
So how does
you
they
have
get,
to connect?
How does
you have to do like animated series where they had Red Claw. Remember?
Yeah, and, it should
and
be like
the
whole,
there was the terrorist in
well,
the
something with one of the crime families, right? She steals something, she's in over her head.
Yeah, but that's, did the crime families got taken care of.
Did Eric Roberts die actually in the car?
Yeah, I think it flipped over and he.
But
they don't
specify that. Yeah,
they did specify that all the whole reason Batman wore this at the end of the second one is so that way all the cases that he had would stand up.
Of course.
So everyone basically they've got it like set up so that Gotham City is going to be fixed now because
mostly,
all these people are going to jail.
And he's the bad
so
guy,
all the crime guys are gone. So that means there's a vacuum of power in the underworld. There's certainly that, and so you could fill it with someone like
a
penguin.
It's just going to be so hard for them.
Like a
fill
penguin
it with the
character.
Scarecrow.
It's just going to be hard for them.
No, they've already done that. They could fill it with like the Penguin, who's like, Mad Hatter could be interesting, but then it would just turn into Lawnmower Man, probably. He'd be like Tiger. He'd be like, I just will you might. Little Roddy McDowell. Little Roddy McDowell voicing him. Matt the animated series. I don't know. I feel like it's our problem now to figure
it
out.
It's our problem. What are we gonna do?
I think it should be Superman.
It could be. Little Dark Knight Returns there.
Bizarro Superman.
Yes.
They're for Kristen's nausea, but don't worry about it. Go ahead and have some.
Better nausea.